Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to the Significant Business Results Radio Show. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio this evening, and tonight is Sunday, July 31st, 2016, is Steve Baust, who is with Strategic Coaching System, a company that he started and that is based on his many, many years of experience in coaching. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. It was really exciting reading through your bio and seeing that you literally have flown through, emphasis on flown, through lots of experiences, starting with the time in the U.S. Air Force, and then several corporate positions, nonprofit positions, and really pursuing your passion, which is coaching. So very, very exciting to have you on the show. I always, of course, like to have people share what was the significant moment, given all of those experiences, that really helped you know that entrepreneurism was what was right for you, Steve. Can you share that story with us?
Absolutely. My first entrepreneurial exposure was many years ago while in the Air Force. Met a co-airman who had a part-time business and wanted to share it with me. Of course, I was skeptical at first, but I decided to meet with him. And when he came in, he had me laughing because he was real professional and had a briefcase, and he told me he could have had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the briefcase, and I wouldn't have known. But when he asked me two important questions that changed everything. One was where I saw myself in 5 years, and also, you know, if I had the right vehicle for business, how much could I see myself making? And when he left, I had tears in my eyes and running down my face when I thought about it, and from that moment on, I've never been the same. And then I went to start a company called Mentoring Partnerships. Started out very conservative and was working with adults, training them in work skills, and started with about 20 adults a year. And then in 4 years later, we were doing 200 adults a day in two states. So it was pretty exciting. And have
well,
been
that's
coaching.
Phenomenal growth.
Yeah. And from that experience, I actually started coaching because I would coach the graduates as far as the career path that they wanted to take, and that's how I got introduced to coaching.
So, Steve, in your mind, what is coaching? Because there are business coaches, life coaches, birthing coaches. I mean, what's coaching to you? What does it look like?
Well, coaching is where you have a confidant that you can actually, first that they are authentic, so they got some experience that can benefit you, but also that they're willing to listen and really hear what a person is saying and identify potential obstacles that they can help them overcome and hold them accountable so they can be more true to themselves. So, and where I'm, the type of coaching I'm doing now is more on the lines of clarity.
Tell me more about that, because I know that that is something, just based on our conversation before we were on air, that you're really passionate about, and yet that may not be a term, a clarity coach, that people have heard before.
Well, I noticed that when I talk to people, by me listening to what they're really saying, and then my response, which comes as almost as a gift, like I don't even know what I'm going to say yet. But once I hear what they're saying, and then I can shed light on it, then they all of a sudden they get the aha moment and they become clear about what's back. And so I only discovered the term clarity as a clarity coach from a mentor of mine who, after asking a series of questions, he identified that that's what I was actually doing for people. So I decided to adapt that title.
Very powerful.
I read an article recently that James Earl Jones, you know, the guy that played Darth Vader and the Lion King, the interviewer asked him, what is the most satisfying thing about your career? That I could sustain myself and my family doing what I love to do. So I thought that was very powerful as far as entrepreneurship and in doing what you love.
Right, doing what you love. Well, you clearly are passionate about coaching, and it came, in a sense, as a result of a lot of discoveries. Why are you so passionate about clarity coaching, and what does it mean for you and your clients as you really take the 13-plus years of experience that you've had?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exciting. When I personally got clear, which was through a process of meditating and really thinking deeply about my life and what I wanted to do and how I saw myself, and I was presented with a list of titles, everything from teacher to advocate. And I could just see clearly that the teaching was, and the clarity was in discovering that that's actually what the gift was. But also when I talk to other people, I can hear and see where they may be blocked or what their true calling might be. And then by me working with them, then they become clear and now they can move forward with enthusiasm.
Right.
You know,
enthusiasm and purpose. So, Steve, what does that look like in terms of a client experience? Because I'm sure there are people that are listening and saying, gosh, you know, I'd like to work with someone that I can trust, that has experience, that will help hold me accountable. And as an entrepreneur, maybe right now I'm in a job. I'm doing entrepreneurship part-time. Or I'm a full-time entrepreneur, but I'm stuck. Steve, can you share an example where you worked with someone and they were able to achieve some results that they were really happy with and that also validated for you?
Okay, I can think of a client I had previously who was working at a mortgage company. She really didn't want to do that as a career, but she had a hairstylist. She wanted to have her own salon. She had all the training and everything. She was just doing it as a hobby. So she decided to hire me as a coach. The coaching process lasted about 3 months. We talked about everything from self-esteem to goal setting to time management to communication skills. I mean, just a full gamut of personal and professional development topics. And through that process, she launched her business. What's exciting is that was 10 years ago. And you know the average business has to make it past 5 years to really succeed, but she's been going strong for 10. And she called me back recently, told me that she wants to make some changes, and could I coach her again? So I'm very proud of her, and it's very exciting for somebody to call you back like that.
Wow, that is a great story. And yes, the longevity of the support and the longevity of the business, those are great testimonials. Well, Steve, you know, to be a coach, to help support others, requires almost having a reservoir of support yourself. And what are some quotes or behaviors or systems that you use to make sure that you're on top of your game?
Well, the first thing I do is I have a daily practice of, you know, waking up and meditating on a specific topic that I want to get through for the day. And it kind of starts me off on the right track because I'm calm and collective about what I've got to do and I'm not panicking. So that helps a lot. I do read a lot. I read books on my craft so I can become better at it because my goal is to be the best that I can be with what I'm doing. So that habit of reading and, you know, somebody said if you read 15 minutes a day, that adds up. You know, when you get to the end of a year, you could have read, you've had 40 weeks or 40 hours that you've actually had time to read. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. So that's what I do to keep myself sharp. I'm in a lot of programs. Okay. I've done a lot for personal development over the last year for myself as well.
Well, personal development is very important. And we were talking before the show that you made a commitment, even though you had experience in the military and lots of business experience, to actually go back to school and get a degree. And then you have some, in addition to the meditation and the reading of the book, you have some quotes that sort of keep you focused and keep you clear in the work that you do. Please share some of those quotes because I thought they were very powerful when we were talking ahead of time.
Okay, the first quote I have is from Jim Rohn. He said, "It's not what happens to you that determines most how your life turns out. It's what you do." So, you know, a lot of people will blame circumstances, conditions, and setbacks as the reason why they're not succeeding, but it's not those things, it's how you respond. The second quote is, "If it's going to be, it's up to me." And so we can either make excuses for not following the path that we think we should follow, or we can get significant results by taking responsibility for our own future and then become the best at what we do. So those are two quotes that really keep me going.
Terrific. Terrific. Steve, you know, we've been talking, and we actually have known each other for a number of years. When you started your nonprofit and the mentoring partnerships, I knew you then. And the world of training and development has changed somewhat in that there's a lot that's, of course, still in person, but there's a lot of training that is online as well. The world is much more global in terms of exchange, and people are learning from the Internet. You know, kids are saying, I'll just Google it.
Right.
So to what degree, when you look at your coaching practice and the coaching practice of others, does the one-on-one versus the group coaching, you know, what is more important in that world? And how can someone determine which methodology is best for them?
Well, that's an excellent question. I've had experiences on both sides where it was all one-on-one, and then I've had experience where it was all group. What I think is the best is a blended method. So it's a combination of some group, but also some one-on-one. Because a lot of times in a group setting, you're not going to really say what you really feel all the time. And you may hang up the phone walk away, and then you say, oh, I should have asked that question. Or, you know, and then some of the trainers may offer a question and answer period at the end, but that's still not enough because people won't open up unless they trust you. So the one-on-one takes care of that. If you can build trust, you know, by demonstrating that you believe in what you're talking about and you're authentic and you're transparent, then they trust you more and they can open up more. So if we don't get to the real root cause of the problem, we're not going to be able to solve it. So one of the things that I do is I have a blended approach. So I'm going to give you some group stuff because it needs to, there's several people that want to be getting the same information, but we're going to also have the one-on-one.
Wow, that's a great solution. And do you find that people are, in addition to the group followed by the one-on-one or just the one-on-one, that people are asking more for recorded sessions or workbooks and other forms of support, perhaps speaking and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, it's always should be some kind of material that you're going over so they can have the visual, you know, as well as the auditory. But and then I like to give out assignments. So not to make them feel like they're in class, but you got to do the work. So we want to prove that you understand by giving you exercises. So I think it should be some handouts and also reference material. You know, I'm going to give people books that I recommend that will really help, because I have to give credit to the books that I've read. I would not have the philosophy that I have today unless I read the books that I read. So it's very highly recommended.
Let's talk about that, Steve. What are maybe one or two books that you find that entrepreneurs, if they were to read from cover to cover, or at least read a short version, would really benefit by having exposure to that book?
Two books I would one is a must read. I think every entrepreneur should read The E-Myth. It's called The E-Myth Revisited. It's written by Michael Gerber, and it says why most small businesses fail. So he talks about the systems that you need to put in place and who you are. You know, you have three roles to play. For example, you could either be a manager, a technician, or an entrepreneur. And if you set up your business where you're not the entrepreneur mostly, it's probably going to fail. The second book is called Think and Grow Rich, and that's like the first book ever written on personal success philosophy, and it covers everything. You know, it talks about all success begins with desire, you know, an idea. And if you keep concentrating on the idea, then it starts to manifest, and you have to take steps. And it talks about, you know, the six basic fears that every human being has to overcome to really be free. You know, and it teaches you, it pretty much lays everything out for you. So those are two books that I read more than once that would be very helpful.
Well, Steve, it's been very enjoyable having this time to catch up and to share sort of with the world where you're going and how you're doing it. As we close up the interview, what advice would you share to other entrepreneurs about achieving significant business results?
Three things I would share. First, you really need to know who you are. For example, as I said, I'm a teacher. I have a teaching gift. I get satisfaction from seeing people become enlightened. So you need to know who you are and the why for doing what you're doing. It's not just to make money. You know, you have to have a deeper passion than that. And so if you have a strong why, when you get tested, you can pass the test and it'll help sustain you. The second thing is, you have to do the research to become an expert. You know, you can't just fake it. So whatever it is you're doing, you better be the expert at it. And then the third thing is find out who your best client is or customer is and who is not. And focus only on your niche customer, your niche market, and not trying to be a jack of all trades. You know, be the best at something and go after the people that would benefit most from your service instead of trying to serve everybody. Because everybody's not your customer.
Oh, that's so true. Right, that's so true. It's so expensive to try to serve folks that really don't want your services.
Correct.
They don't listen. You spend a lot of time convincing them, and then they say, oh, no, I'm not interested anyway. So you could be getting in that extra hour of reading, that extra hour of sleep, that extra hour of exercise. You probably could get in the extra 3 hours of activity every day if you look back and focus on your ideal customer. Wow, Steve, mm-hmm. I know folks really want to know how to get in touch with you. Would you share the best way for them to find out more about you and your business?
Sure. There's two ways. One is obviously on LinkedIn. I have my little profile and a website link is on there. But also email is easy. You know, sbouse@gmail is the best way to reach me. I try to keep one email for everything.
Sbouse, and that's B-O-U-S-T. I always
want
to say Boost because I think that you help boost people up. But, yes, I realize it is Steve Bouse. I just sort of do that conversion in my mind. So, Steve,
mm-hmm.
thank you so much for really sharing some motivation, giving us the understanding of why and how you're a clarity coach and what you do to help others discover their passions, their clarity, and improve their business. Have a great evening. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to seeing what you develop in the upcoming few months as we close out the year. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Significant Business Results Bye-bye. Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.